I'm in the studio now. I'm talking to John Fahey, and he's in the choir in Airfield. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. Nice to see you.
This CD I have out, before I play the first one and we have a chat, I'm going to play the first song, but it's Feliz Navidad, and you mentioned Jose Feliciano. So you can tell me that story now again, if you don't mind, because Jose Feliciano is a great artist and he's a favourite of mine. He really is.
And the favourite of mine too, Noel. Christmas 2010, our family were visiting in San Francisco, and on the hour in the car, my daughter and the family, they used to play Feliz Navidad by Jose, and we were fascinated by it, and we loved it. And Christmas night, we had a party, and over Irish coffees, we were all a bit merry.
Nice way to spend
my
Christmas.
Wife, Carmen, makes good Irish coffees.
Okay.
So we had a bit of a sing-song and the Christmas carols and Fields of Athenry. And we were humming Feliz Navidad, Feliz. Mm-hmm. And I was merry and I was saying, Nolly Cunny Eve Golair, Happy Christmas to you all in Irish. And all present said, why don't you put a bit of Irish on the CD, the Christmas CD? Mm-hmm. And I said, go for it. So here it is. And I got copyright permission from Florida and from London. They said, we don't have a Gaelic version of it in the chorus, so go right ahead and do it.
So what does Feliz Navidad actually mean?
Happy Christmas in
Spanish. Happy Christmas in Spanish. Okay, I'm sure someone, hopefully, listening that knows that, a few people. Okay, we're going, before I talk more to John, I'm going to play that. And originally written by Jose Feliciano, but this is John's version of Feliz Navidad. Short and sweet, John, that is, I have to say.
It's sweet, no.
It is, yeah, and it's a terrific song, I must say. You can sort of hear, that's probably the original version of it as well, is it?
The original version.
By Jose Feliciano. That's, I want to ask you about the CD. Now, it was made here, just outside Dublin, and you have the Airfield Singers on it as well.
That's correct. Okay. Airfield Singers, most of the group, we perform at the Holy Masses in Airfield, in our St. Paul's Parish of Airfield, every second week with another group. So we'll be singing Christmas morning, and of course tonight, Tuesday, at the Christmas carol service, we'll be performing as well. And the other choirs will be performing as well, and the schools.
Another thing I noticed in the CD as well, it tells you who did all the arranging and stuff like that, but it says song selection compiled by John G. Fahey. Now, I know you yourself, and you were in the cabaret for many, many years. So when you're coming to compile a CD with 8 tunes on it, out of the wide selection of songs that you sing, how did you break it down to 9? Was it difficult?
It was mostly my family members.
Okay.
That made the final choice for me. And they just happened through circumstances. For example, number 3, about Christmas in the Trenches, 1914. And I happened to talk to the author of that song. He lives down in County Clare. He's a journalist called Cormac McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
And Cormac told me, Noel, that he knew years ago an old soldier from the First World War who actually witnessed what happened in the story.
Okay.
And it's very interesting. And the mandolin player on the CD is Frances Malone. She was a member of the Grehan Sisters. Many years ago, they appeared on radio and television and toured all over Britain and Ireland. And Frances is still going strong. And she plays the mandolin with our choir group in Airfield.
Wow. And the other one I didn't know, and I know most of them, the Wexford Carol, is that from the relative to the area?
It's a traditional carol, Noel. It came from Wexford, from the old Wexford mummers, and it's still popular, and it has a kind of a traditional lilt to it. So we put that one in as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how long is the carol going to be singing for tonight?
The carol service, each choir will do a few numbers, and the schools will perform a little nativity play. So give or take, you know, about an hour and a half, half 7 to 9. Give or
take. So, I mean, it's not a huge church. It's a big church, but it's not a huge church. It's where I go myself, and it's people should go there early.
They should go there early. There'll be a good crowd there tonight.
And there's no cover charge.
No cover charge, Father Colby said.
It's well used to that. Like, I know you're always involved in the choir there and that, but do you miss the business itself?
Well, I'm retired now, Noel. Not really. I do quite a few weddings and funerals in many places around Dublin. I was just singing down the road last week here in St. John Vianney at a funeral, and around the churches in the northeast area and Swords and then many times down the country I invited to do weddings in the summer and funerals on and off. So I kept going.
And I suppose, just to reminiscing a little bit, I mean, are you sad? You live on the north side like myself, and are you sad with joy? I am over the many years with all the places that have closed down. Very few places actually have any music at all.
Amazing. It amazes me, Noel. Where do the couples that used to pack the venues years ago, where did they go for a bit of live entertainment? And I know the...
I'm glad you said live.
Live. how the disco scene and the nightclubs took over. It's the missing the live entertainment and the cabaret acts And they were very popular years ago.
It's a highly populated area as well, you know what I mean? And there's lots of reasons why they should sort of revigorate it in some sense. And some of the, they've some great venues. I mean, the Regency still does some. And, the Helix, of course. But very few of the pubs. And, I mean, you get a few bands in some of the pubs, but which is great as well. But not as many as they used to be.
Not as many, Noel.
You know what I mean? Sadly, it was all over the place.
Yes.
Because maybe it's because you retired as well.
I retired and have my state pension for what it's worth. I kept the day job.
People want to hear you sing, they have to go to Airfield Church now.
Or ring the phone number and contacts and that.
And you're there every Sunday.
And we're there Saturday. We do a Saturday vigil mass at 6 o'clock,
okay.
And we alternate with another group, the community gospel folk, community, our Airfield Community Choir. They do a Saturday, then we do the next Saturday, and then there are two choirs that do the Sunday morning, a folk choir, and a young Cool Side of God choir. So there's four.
Okay, folks, so if you want somewhere to go this evening at 7:30, go down to Airfield Church, and I guarantee you going to have a wonderful evening there with the carols and the little nativity play. And, of course, you can catch the choir there anytime. And the CD, where is it available now? Where can people get it?
It's available in Airfield at the parish office and in the sacristy, selling mostly there. And contacts, I get letters and phone calls and emails from around the country, people that heard about it. And it was advertised on the Irish Catholic as well.
Can it be downloaded? Do you know?
Not yet, but I believe it's going to be downloaded pretty soon.
Getting pretty
modern. Within the next few days, they're getting it ready.
Okay.
Sure,
well, thanks very much for coming in, John.